Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kinda Feudy, the trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Greg Miller, Andy Cortez, and your current reigning champ, Tim Buggin Geddes.
Parasite Eve.
Tim just took the trophy, put it in his hat, and now he's putting it in the hat on top of his head.
Where did the trophy go?
Ew, I don't like the way he looks at all.
He looks like a conehead from that movie Coneheads.
Oh, yeah.
From the titular movie Coneheads.
The titular movie Coneheads.
I didn't like the way Greg was dancing in the intro. Can I say that? It was very, he was doing like this little, like,
shit.
I didn't like it.
Greg's been on one today.
I want to give a shout out to Mike's dancing. In the clip that was clipped out today from Games Daily yesterday.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I really, really liked it, you guys.
Mike's a special individual.
He is. His hair, man. It's bouncy.
It is.
You've never been with Mike when he's like a little bit too sauced up. And he's like, we got to go out. And he's just always doing these things. Like, why stop moving your body like that?
I've been with that
my whole life. You've seen it. You've seen it.
The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,800 members of the Kinda Funny audience on a number of prompts. Each round, I'm going to read to you a prompt.
Like the lock in Minecraft.
I'm going to ask each of you which answer you think the Kinda Funny best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to five answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an open world game. If Greg says The Witcher and is number one, that'll give him 50 points. If Tim says Fallout and is number two, that'll give him 40 points. If Andy says GTA and is number three, that'll give him 30 points, and so on and so forth. Each player will get a max of two guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after five rounds wins. Contestants, are you ready?
Yeah!
Round number one. Name a city aside from New York that you'd want a Spider-Man game to take place in. Name a city aside from New York you'd want a Spider-Man game to take place in. We're going to start off with Tim Geddes.
San Francisco.
Tim says San Francisco. San Francisco is our 20-point answer.
Fuck.
The bridge.
San Francisco Bridge.
Andy Cortez.
Los Angeles.
Andy says L.A. L.A. is our 10-point answer.
Whoa, what? What's number one? Cleveland or what the fuck?
Greg Miller.
London.
Greg says London. London, London is our 40-point answer. We're back to Tim.
Huh? Every time you come around.
God, what was that?
That's Fergie, man.
That's Fergie.
Was it though? Was that the fucking trapped version? What was that?
The
drowning pool version.
Let me promote
Godsmack.
Man, I really don't know. Tokyo?
Tim says Tokyo. Tokyo is our number one answer.
Whoa.
That's going to give you 50
Y'all
points.
Are thinking outside the box with that shit.
I was just thinking tall buildings. Like, what the fuck?
Andy, can you go for a full wipe here?
Now I'm just thinking of like all the place where they're like, man, we want Assassin's Creed in this place next.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
I feel like it's getting there. I'm going to say, okay, so what's on the board so far?
So far, Andy said Los Angeles, Tim said San Francisco, Greg said London, and Tim said Tokyo. We only have our 30-point answer left.
I'll go with Paris.
Good Andy answer. Says Paris. Paris is not on the list. Greg Miller.
Bear down. We're going to Chicago, Illinois.
Greg's going to Chicago, Illinois. Chicago is our 30-point answer.
Go to fuck. How was L.A. lower than all of those? That's insane to me.
Weird.
It's very flat.
Put some respect on Chicago.
This big building.
But, like, story.
As soon as you get outside of there, it's just the same strip mall.
Oh, so, like, New York?
Over again. Hey, why are you yelling at me? I'm going to fucking answer the question.
Are there tall buildings all over Tokyo and
Tokyo, I think, is just a fun place. Chicago, you know, has a culture, unlike L.A.
You'd be swinging down that magnificent mile to visit the Loop, see Soldier Field before they close that shit.
You're right. The Lakers
maybe go to the Shedd Aquarium.
Go to Portillo's.
Yeah.
Go to the pier. There's a Ferris wheel.
That's yeah, there it. Is there.
The
yeah.
Bean.
The Bean.
The Check Bean out the is bean. There.
Yeah. Take a photo there. A little race. Photo op.
Sears Tower. Is that still up?
Yeah.
Huh?
Water Tower
race.
Place.
Oh, the Bean yeah. Race.
We already had that in Watch Dogs. It was like not great.
They didn't have ray tracing.
Southside. A lot of people wrote in and said Chirac. And I had to choose. I was like, I guess I should lump that in with Chicago. Like, what the fuck?
Is that why Chicago was so highly voted? Jesus.
A lot of you were like, yeah, Spider-Man has to take care of the crime.
So he's got to bring justice to the streets of Chicago.
With that, Andy.
Mayor Lightfoot sure can't.
Andy got the 10 got the 10-point answer with Los Angeles. Tim got the 20-point answer with San Francisco. Greg got the 30-point answer with Chicago. Greg got the 40-point answer with London. Tim got the 50-point answer with Tokyo. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now in last place with a measly 10 points. Pouting in his little chair like the little man he is, Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez.
Oh, man.
And tied in first place with 70 points each is Tim motherfucking Geddes and Greg, CEO Senior, but it's still anybody's game.
I just want to say that little man is somehow so much more offensive than, like, even little boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd rather be called little bitch than little man.
But that's the vibe he gave off.
Hey, little man.
I'll come every time you come.
Fergie is not going to cheer me up. Your version especially.
Round number two. Name your favorite Devolver Digital game. Favorite Devolver Digital game. Andy Cortez.
Hotline Miami.
Damn it.
Andy says Hotline Miami. Hotline Miami is our 40-point answer. Next up, Greg Miller.
Cult of the Lamb.
Greg Miller says Cult of the Lamb. Cult of the Lamb is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50
taste,
points.
Y'all. Good taste, wow. Y'all.
Tim Geddes.
I'm going Ape Out.
Nice. No, good answer. I don't think it'll be on there, but not high. But good answer.
Ape Out is not.
Oh, my God.
That was going to be number 10.
But I'm with you, though. Ape Out is fine.
Yeah.
Ape Out is up there.
Fuck.
Andy, we're back to you.
Man, I'm blinking now. I'm gonna say,
He's thinking. He's the thinker.
Oh man, dude, I'm blanking. Oh my God, I'm just gonna say another Crab's Treasure.
Andy says another Crab's Treasure. Another Crab's Treasure is not on the list. Greg Miller.
I could see it in my head. I just couldn't think it. I'm pissed off now. Fucking corn.
I have a few conflicting things in my head.
Yeah.
You know? And it is one of those where I've honed in on a game that I can't remember for sure if it was published
by
Devolver.
That's the problem.
And then one that I remember seeing at the Devolver. I saw it at Devolver at E3, but I know it's published by somebody else. So would people have voted that? You know what I mean? I'm just going to jump out the window of the plane and say Katana Zero, but I'm not 1,000% confident that wasn't actually.
That's what I wanted to say.
I'm so screwed.
Greg says Katana Zero. Katana Zero is not on the list.
Oh,
damn.
Okay, good. Because that's the one that I was envisioning that I couldn't think of.
Can we confirm that was a Devolver game?
When I look up Devolver Digital Games, that's one of the first ones that pops up.
That's crazy. People are crazy.
People are crazy.
Yes, it was published by the
Beer is good. God is good. People are crazy.
Man, I'm so fucked. There's like three different games that I just can't get the name of in my head. See, there's stupid little icons on my Switch.
You sure do.
Ah, fuck.
I was laughing so hard the other day thinking about when Cougar got kicked out of school one day that he was telling us because he was wearing a Stone Cold shirt that said, fuck fear, drink beer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We don't pay teachers enough in this country. The shit they have to put up
with. Some fucking skeletons just like, fuck fear, drink. I'm gonna go. Oh man, Daruda.
Too hot.
Tim says Daruda stands to
look at that.
Daruda is not on the list.
Fuck.
Are you going for like Gorogoa or something?
No.
Are we done there? Was that all of them?
Yeah, that was all of me.
I wanted to say Fall Guys.
I did too.
Because the first time I ever saw it was at the lot at Devolver's lot at E3, but I don't know how that ever worked out. I guess when Epic bought them, they just were done.
Fall Guys is not on the list.
But can I guess one that's on the list?
Go for it.
Death's Door, Andy. Death's Door is what you were looking
says
for.
Says the man who was looking at the list of Devolver games.
So Death's Door.
No, that was one that I already had in my fucking mind. Was. Also, I'm not fucking playing. Fuck off, Greg.
Death's Door.
Fuck.
Is our 20-point answer.
Too low.
Enter the Gungeon was our 10-point answer. Our 30-point answer, I thought Andy was going to get this one, Inscription.
Oh, fuck me.
Dude, I was like, I can't fucking get the name. I was going to say, can I just say the card game you guys liked? Fuck!
Now for this one.
Daruda. What is Daruda? Is that a game?
Metroidvania type game.
Oh, it's a game. Okay.
Jason, I don't understand.
But it's not even called that. Like,
I literally have like numbers 6 through 11 on this one because there were a lot of write-ins, but that had a lot of votes, and it's very fascinating here. I'll get back to it at the end of the game,
okay, though,
in case I need to use the tiebreaker.
That was a great question.
I think this would be a very fun tiebreaker.
Inscription. I don't even think of that as a Devolver game. I got to it too late.
Yeah.
So I never like saw all the hype up leading up to it.
With that.
Well said.
Andy got the 40-point answer with Hotline Miami. Greg got the 50-point answer with Cult of the Lamb. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, still in third place, but with more points on the board. It is Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez, with 50 points in second place. Still with 70 points now is Tim Ma-fucking Geddes, which means in first place, going into round number 3, is Greg CEO Senior Miller with 120 points, but it's still anybody's game. The
game I was thinking of was called Dandara.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
Daruda.
Jason Daruda.
It was Raw Fury, so whatever.
Yeah. Jason Daruda.
Round number 3.
Raw Fury still making games? I haven't heard from them, I feel like, in forever.
I think they are.
I think they are, yeah. Mm-hmm. Aren't they a publisher? Don't they publish games?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, publishing game.
Round number 3.
Damn, we got your ass.
Name a location where a Forza Horizon game is taking place.
Ah, here we go.
Name a location where a Forza Horizon game has taken place. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
Mexico.
Andy says Mexico. Mexico is our 50-point answer. I don't know why I said it like that. I said Mexico like Donald Trump would say Mexico.
Mexico is where we're going to be driving all these cars over here in Forza.
Tim Geddes.
Japan. Forza Horizon.
Tim says Japan. Japan is not on the list.
Wasn't it 4?
I don't know.
Wasn't 4?
No, that was that's what people were thinking 5 was going to be.
Yeah.
It's Japan.
Greg Miller.
England.
Greg says England. I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The UK is our 30-point answer.
I appreciate you.
Appreciate you too, Greg. Mm. We're back to Andy.
Australia.
Andy says Australia. Australia is our 40-point
answer. See, I almost said that, but I wasn't confident enough in that. I just remember the little brick wall or little stone walls in England.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Rainy. Mm. Gross.
Tim, we're back to you.
That's really unfortunate. Fish and chips. Can I say America?
Any more specific?
Los Angeles.
Tim says Los Angeles. Los Angeles is not on the list.
I just remember we did a Let's Play, and it was Fast and Furious, and I'm pretty sure it was in Los Angeles.
Apparently not, you know?
That was a Horizon game.
Greg.
The beach!
Greg says the beach. The beach is not on the list.
I was like, oh, wow, he's confident.
Our 10-point answer that nobody got was Southern Europe. Southern Europe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I said as if I knew that.
Forza Horizon, Southern Europe.
Our 20-point answer, Colorado.
Oh, no.
Of the USA.
Sorry. Is that 2 or 1?
For reals?
That's 20-point answer, yeah.
No, but which one?
Actually, I have it written down here. So Forza Horizon 1 was Colorado. Forza Horizon 2 was Southern Europe. 3 was Australia. 4 was the United Kingdom. And then 5 was Mexico.
Wow.
Or as you say, Mexico.
Mexico.
With that, Greg got the 30-point answer with UK. Colorado. Andy got the 40 and 50-point answers with Australia and Mexico. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, in third place is Tim Motherfucking Geddes with 70 points, which makes Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez currently in second place with 140 points, getting that sweet 90 points in the last round. But still in first place now with 150 points, just 10 points ahead of Andy, is Greg CEO Senior Miller. But it's still anybody's game.
Can I make a request for Kind of Feudie?
Mm-hmm.
The show's evolving. Bigger than we ever dreamed of it could possibly be. I'd like to see underneath our scores, like, a round number. That's all.
Oh, that'd be
fair. And this isn't something to do immediately by any stretch of imagination, but in the future, just say what round we're on. Round four, round one.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Because I get lost all the time of how much we have left.
Yeah. Round number four. Name a game where you play.
Dude, I already forgot what he said.
Did three or five?
We're in round number four. I'll hold up my fingers. Name a game where you play.
Why are you making this face, Tim?
Name a game. You're guessing already.
You look like you're so behind you guys.
Name a game where you play as a really tiny character.
Fuck.
Name a game where you play as a really tiny character. Tim Geddes.
Pikmin.
Tim says that's good stuff Pikmin. Right there.
Pikmin is our 50-point answer.
That's good stuff.
Wow. Wow.
Andy Cortez.
I'm kind of freaked on this. I don't think I'm going to get it, but I want to say it anyway. Tinykin.
Andy says, Tinykin is our 20-point answer.
Ah, no. Not
Greg Miller.
Grounded.
Greg says, Grounded. Grounded is our 30-point answer. We're back to Tim.
So small.
Jackbox.
You're small in Jackbox?
I don't know.
The Legend of Zelda Minish Cap.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Tim says Zelda Minish Cap. Zelda Minish Cap is our 10-point answer.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Andy Cortez.
Army Men.
Oh.
Andy says Army Men. Army Men is not list. Greg Miller.
What is available right now, score-wise?
Only our 40-point answer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to swing for it and trust and believe the PlayStation 1 classic, Mr. Mosquito.
Greg says Mr. Mosquito. Mr. Mosquito is not on the list.
Was it going to be Astrobot?
No.
Oh, okay.
It Takes Two.
Ah, freak.
It Takes Two was our 40-point
answer. That's a good
answer.
It's a good answer, everybody.
Tim got our 10-point answer with Zelda Minish Cap. Andy got our 20-point answer with Tinykin. Greg got our 30-point answer with Grounded, and Tim got our 50-point answer with Pikmin. Barrett, what's the score?
Still in third place, but catching up is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 130 points. Just a little bit ahead of him in second place now with 160 points is Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez. And still in first place, can he keep it up, is Greg CEO Senior Miller with 180 points, but it's still anybody's game.
You thinking about your answer? Your answer five.
What is Mr. Mosquito?
Is that one where you're a mosquito? It was a Japanese game.
It was called Ka in Japan and it came here. I'm pretty sure it was PS2. That was the one thing throwing me off. It was what?
Maybe PS2.
I remember Mr. Mosquito the game. I don't know what the translation thing was. EGM talked about it.
You would land on a body.
Mr. Mosquito, PlayStation 2.
That's what I said.
Thank you, Timmy.
Released in 2001, developed by Zoom. Published by Eidos Interactive, really? And Sony Interactive Entertainment. Our final round, round number five. Name a dish you might make in Overcooked.
Fuck.
Name a dish might make.
Great question.
You might make.
I'll go first.
In Overcooked. Tim Geddes.
A burger.
Tim Geddes says a burger. A burger is our 50-point answer.
Wow.
Andy Cortez.
Better answer than that?
Name a dish you might make in Overcooked.
Sushi.
Andy says sushi. Sushi is our 30-point answer.
Shit.
Greg Miller.
Pizza.
Greg Miller says pizza. Pizza is our 40-point answer. And we're back.
Shit. Whoa, look at that score!
To Tim Geddes.
It's over, right?
It's over, man.
I think technically it is over.
And I got one in the chamber, though. I mean, on that list, guaranteed, with a bullet.
What's
so
the 50
ahead.
Point? Andy could tie it.
50 was burger. Andy could tie it for... Man. No, Andy, because we have the 30 points. So we only have 20 points and 10 points left.
I'm going to go cake.
That I won that game.
You're going what?
Give me some cake.
Oh, some cake. Tim is going so cake. Cake is not on the list. Andy,
I'm going for just points for the totals at the end of the year so I can just feel good, better about myself. Another very high scoring game this.
Yeah, very high scoring game. You guys killed
2 weeks in a row. You believe that? I'm going to go with... I can picture it. I can see it in my head.
See it in his head?
I promise you, I can see it in my head right now. I'm going to say... salad.
Andy says salad. Salad is our 20-point answer.
Congratulations.
Blessing, you were also looking for fish and chips.
Greg says fish and chips. Fish and chips is not on the list.
Ah, really? Fuck them.
Yeah, our 10-point answer was soup. Or tomato soup. Whatever you want to go with. With that, Andy got the 20 and 30-point answers with salad and sushi. Greg got the 40-point answer with pizza, securing his victory. And Tim got the 50-point answer with burger. Barrett, before we get to the final score, I want to go back. Back to round number one, where I asked you to name a city, aside from New York, that you'd want a Spider-Man game to take place in. After our 1 through 5 placed answers, answer number 6 would have been Paris, which I believe somebody might have given.
Yeah, it was me.
It was Paris. Our answer number 7 was...
And I would have been tied with Greg, so we can count that.
Seattle was our number 7 with 48 votes. Paris had 51 votes. And then in 8th place, with 43 votes, would have been Dubai.
Oh, wow.
Big buildings. Tall buildings, yeah.
Tall buildings.
They're on my wavelength.
Round number 2, where I asked you to name your favorite Devolver Digital game. This one is fascinating because a lot of these were very high voted. And so you guys, of course, know our top 5 there. Number 6, 6th place with 78 votes, Fall Guys.
Yeah.
Right under that with 49 votes, Katana Zero.
Ah.
Right under that with 45 votes, The Messenger.
Oh.
Right under that with 24 votes, Broforce. And then you have Ape Out tied with Carry On with 22 votes.
I think a Broforce is a very Devolver Digital game.
Yeah. The other ones. I think I have one more for you here. Yeah, I have one more for you here. Round number 4, we're asking to name a game where you can play as a really tiny character. Our 6th place answer was 62 votes, Little Nightmares. Little Nightmares. In 7th place, you had Chibi Robo. Very creative.
Shout out to Chibi Robo.
37 votes. And then right under that, Katamari Damacy.
Yeah, yeah. Katamari is not too much.
With 36 votes.
I don't know how I knew this, but Ka was the Japanese name of Mr. Mosquito.
Wow. Yeah.
It's in here, everybody.
Paku Paku.
That's like when I was able to identify Ayuden Chronicles in the first, 2 seconds of the trailer.
Yeah.
You fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Barry, what's the final score?
The final score coming in with 3rd place was Tim motherfucking Geddes with 180 points.
Boo.
30 points ahead of him. And 2nd place was Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez, with 210 points. And just 10 points ahead of him to secure his victory this week is our one true leader, Greg, CEO Senior Miller, with 220 points.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been another episode of Kind of Feudy. Will Greg be able to retain his championship for the rest of the season?
Yeah.
You'll have to stay tuned to find out.
You know why? The monkey's off my back and the stupid rock is out of the cup. We're done with that, all right?
It's gone. Of course, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Andy. That's been your current reigning champion, Greg Miller. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.